Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, ensures connectivity, logistics and trade. In Bangladesh, newly elected members of parliament and cabinet members to be sworn in on Tuesday. US strikes on more than 30 Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for deaths of two American soldiers and a civilian interpreter in an ambush in December. Four new astronauts join International Space Station, replacing crew members who left on health reasons. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on arch rivals Pakistan in a high-voltage clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, is meant to ensure connectivity, logistics and trade. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that reforms of the United Nations are urgently required to ensure it reflects contemporary geopolitical realities and remains effective in addressing today's global challenges. Talking about India's oil procurement, the minister said that oil companies in India, as in Europe and other parts of the world, look at availability, cost and risk and take the decision that they think is in the best interest. He underlined that the world is heading towards greater multipolarity and there will be many more independent or autonomous centers of decision-making.
Where the energy issues are concerned, oil companies in India, as in Europe, as probably in other parts of the world, look at availability, look at costs, look at risks, and take the decisions that they feel is in their best interest. So many things are changing, and so many of us are doing our calculations and recalculations.
The External Affairs Minister also engaged with G7 foreign ministers on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. He reiterated India's support of the UN at 80 agenda, particularly meaningful reform of the UN Security Council. Newly elected members of parliament and cabinet members are set to be sworn in on Tuesday, February the 17th. Following the landslide victory of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, in the 13th national election. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
BNP Chairman Tariq Rehman's press secretary Saleh Sibli said the MPs will take oath at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at the Jatiya Sansad Bhavan. Chief Election Commissioner A.M. Nasiruddin will administer the oath. Later in the afternoon at 4 p.m., President Mohammad Sahabuddin will swear in the new cabinet members at the South Plaza of Parliament. According to constitutional procedures, after the MPs are sworn in, the parliamentary party that commands a majority will hold a meeting to elect its leader. The elected leader will then meet the president to formally stake claims to form the government. The president will first administer the oath to the prime minister, followed by ministers, state ministers and deputy ministers. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
The United States military has said it carried out more than 10 strikes on more than 30 Islamic State targets in Syria earlier this month. The attacks were carried out in retaliation for the deaths of two American soldiers and a civilian interpreter in an ambush in December. U.S. Central Command said the strikes, conducted between February the 3rd and February the 12th, targeted weapons storage sites, communication hubs, and other infrastructure linked to the militant group. According to Central Command, more than 50 Islamic State militants have been killed or captured over the past 2 months, and over 100 targets have been hit. The development comes a day after the U.S. military confirmed it had transferred thousands of Islamic State prisoners from Syria to Iraq for trial. At least 32 people have been killed after gunmen carried out coordinated attacks on three communities in north-central Nigeria yesterday. The early morning raids targeted Tunga Makeri, Konkoso and Pisa in the Borgu area of Niger State. Northern Nigeria continues to face a complex security crisis involving Islamist militants and armed gangs engaged in kidnappings for ransom. The latest violence comes weeks after a deadly attack in neighboring Kwara state that left 162 people dead. More than 6,000 people were killed over 3 days in Sudan's Darfur region in late October 2025 after a paramilitary group launched a violent offensive, according to the United Nations. In a report released on Friday, the UN Human Rights Office said the rapid support forces carried out widespread atrocities during their offensive to capture the city of Al-Fashir. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The International Space Station has returned to full crew strength with the arrival of 4 new astronauts, replacing colleagues who left early due to health concerns. The new arrivals, who are set to spend 8 to 9 months aboard the station, are NASA astronauts Jessica Meir and Jack Hathaway, France's Sophie Adnan and Russia's Andrei Fedyaev. Last month's medical evacuation was NASA's first in 65 years of human spaceflight. One of the 4 astronauts launched by SpaceX last summer developed serious health issue, leading to an early return. The departure left only 3 crew members on board, prompting NASA to pause spacewalks and scale back research activities. India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in a high-voltage clash of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2026 at the R. Premadasa Stadium, with both teams aiming to maintain their winning momentum. The game is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Both sides are at 4 points from 2 games each, with one more game scheduled after tonight's match. A report.
Riding high on a dominant 7-1 head-to-head record in T20 World Cups, India lock horns with Pakistan in their marquee clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium today, brimming with confidence after back-to-back victories. Both sides are locked on 4 points each, setting the stage for a mouth-watering battle of form and firepower as cricket's most intense rivalry lights up the World Cup stage once again. Even with rain clouds hovering over Colombo, the mood among fans has been electric as thousands from across the globe have converged on the city hoping for a full-throttle spectacle. The build-up, however, has been anything but ordinary, with the contest having been briefly thrown into doubt after Pakistan announced a boycott, only to make a dramatic U-turn days before the match. Since confirmation, Colombo has witnessed a tourism boom, with hotel room rates at several 5-star properties soaring by nearly 300% to 400% and accommodations going completely sold out. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In cricket, India women will take on Australia in the first T20 international of the 3-match series in Sydney this afternoon. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time, with the team led by skipper Harmanpreet Kaur. Speaking ahead of the game, Harmanpreet said the team aims to achieve all its targets, including defeating Australia at home ahead of this year's ICC Women's T20 World Cup in the UK. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies will face Nepal at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 11 a.m, while the USA take on Namibia at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 3 p.m. Last night, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in a Group D match in Ahmedabad. Asked to bat first, New Zealand scored 175 for 7 in 20 overs. South Africa chased down the target in 17.1 overs, led by Aidan Markram's unbeaten 86 off 44 balls. Marco Janssen, who took 4 wickets, was named player of the match. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, ensures connectivity, logistics and trade. In Bangladesh, newly elected members of parliament and cabinet members to be sworn in on Tuesday. US strikes on more than 30 Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for deaths of 2 American soldiers and a civilian interpreter in an ambush in December. 4 new astronauts join International Space Station, replacing crew members who left on health reasons. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on arch rivals Pakistan in a high-voltage clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.